أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم وبه نستعين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ومولانا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد اللهم صل على محمد آل محمد وعجل فرجهم. Assalamu alaikum, dear supporters of the 12th Imam. Peace and blessings upon you all, the friends of the 12th Imam. Peace, blessings, and salutations be upon you all, the supporters of the 12th Imam, and salutations upon each and every single one of you, the awaiters of the awaited Savior, Imam al-Mahdi. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم كن لوليك الحجة ابن الحسن صلواتك عليه وعلى آبائه في هذه الساعة وفي كل ساعة وليا وحافظا وقائدا وناصرا ودليلا وعينا حتى تسكنه أرضك توعا وتمتعه فيها طويلا. Dear friends, dear family members, dear brothers and sisters, dear old and young, welcome to SOQ's Thursday Family Night programs in the holy city of Qom. Welcome and peace and blessings upon every single one of you. We are celebrating on this Thursday night the blessed wiladas that occur in the holy month of Sha'ban. We are celebrating the wilada of Hazrat Abul Fadl al-Abbas, Hazrat Ali Akbar, Imam Hussein alayhi salam, Imam Sajjad alayhi salam, and of course the Imam of our time, Imam al-Mahdi. May Allah hasten his reappearance. Please recite a salawat ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. Because of the coronavirus issue that was in the holy city of Qom, we had to stop our programs. And so we have decided to restart now that the situation was better in the holy city of Qom. And so we decided to celebrate all of the wiladas on this auspicious occasion, the 15th of Sha'ban. Just one humble request, and that is that even though we might be tired, even though it's still early in the night, I don't know why anybody would be tired. But whenever we want to recite a salawat on such a beautiful night as this, you recite it with all your heart and soul. Sallu ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad wa ajjal farajahum. Usually we like to give a couple of quotes because the program schedule is quite tight. I'm going to have to skip a lot of the quotes, but very quickly here, because we are celebrating the wiladas of these very auspicious individuals and personalities of Islam, Hazrat Ali Akbar, of course, one who taught us that despite a young age, one can still be steadfast and determined upon the path of Allah, the Mighty, the Exalted. Hazrat Abbas, who taught us that despite the odds, one must be loyal and faithful to the cause of Allah, the Almighty. The beautiful dua of Dua Kumail, it also reminded us that we should pray for all of our fellow Muslim brothers and sisters across the world. We pray for our brothers Muzammil and Asim, and we pray for all of the Muslims wherever they are, especially the Muslims that are in Palestine who are constantly under attack, or our brothers and sisters in Syria, our brothers and sisters in Iraq, our brothers and sisters in Yemen, our brothers and sisters in Kashmir, and our brothers and sisters all across the Muslim world. May Allah, the Mighty, the Exalted, save them from the clutches of the oppressors and tyrants with a salawat ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم. For the beautiful spoken words, a vision into a future where the Imam has made his reappearance full of peace and justice. Inshallah, may we all be able to witness such a beautiful scene and to be a part of such a beautiful movement. There are so many beautiful things and statements within the spoken words. I wish I could retell a lot of them. One thing that really jumped out at me was the Islamic Republic of Japan. I really liked that part. And the Islamic Republic of Japan, it just sounded really cool. And the other one, it was, you're all looking at me like I'm crazy. So I understand. I feel like they look at me like I'm crazy as well. Sallu ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. We had talked about Hazrat Ali Akbar. And we had said how despite being young, one can still be steadfast and determined upon the path of Allah. We talked about Hazrat Abul Fadl al-Abbas and how one can be loyal and faithful despite the hardships on the path of Allah. And of course, we talk about Imam Sajjad, who through his tears and his du'as, he brought back to life an Islam that was on the brink of death. And of course, Imam Hussein alayhi salam, who taught us. Imam Hussein alayhi salam, who taught us that death with dignity is better than life with humiliation. Salawat, sallu ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad.